Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Get a look at me.
2, 3, 4.
Goldenrod and the 4-H stone, the things I brought you when I found out you had cancer off the bone. Your father cried on the telephone, and he drove his car into the Navy Yard just to prove that he was sorry. In the morning, shade, when the light pressed up against your shoulder blade, I could see what you were reading. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications you could do without, when I kissed you on the mouth. Tuesday night at the Bible study, we lift our hands and pray over your body, but nothing ever happens. I remember at Michael's house in the living room when you kissed my neck and I almost touched your blouse. Stairs when your father found out what we did that night, and you told me you were scared. All the glory when you ran outside with your shirt tucked in and your shoes untied, and you told me not to follow you. Sunday night, when I clean the house, I find the card where you wrote it out with the pictures of your mother. On the floor at the Great Divide, with my shirt tucked in and my shoes untied, I am crying in the bathroom. In the morning, when you finally go, and the nurse runs in with her head hung low, and the cardinal hits the window. In the morning, in the winter shade, on the 1st of March, on the holiday, I thought I saw you breathing. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications when I see his face, in the morning, in the window. All the glory when he took our place, but he took my shoulders and he shook my face, and he takes and he takes and he takes. Thank you.
Because he thought he'd never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest. She fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. Vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How and why and when and where to go. How, why, and when, and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La, 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at the MLTV, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces, picked up for deliberation by the people listening in poor. By the people watching on the telly. By the people listening at home. By the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Quiet. Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
But I can you cult every day to suit your affairs? Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. Have you and her been taking pictures of your obsession? 'Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk you liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus for Liverpool and witness. You liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Your Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? Had the move, she had the speed, it went to her head. She never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her into college. But when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her what she wanted. Stars of track.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
We'll be right back.